America's school counselors have no easy task before them on the ground as they face a national mental health crisis among young people. U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy issued an advisory on this earlier in the month. He said the pandemic has contributed to already rising numbers in anxiety, depression, and suicide rates among adolescents.
Two of the most important steps that we can take today are to end this pandemic and to create a culture that sees mental health as part of health and not something to be ashamed of.
We want to talk about the issue of mental health and young people with Alma Lopez. She is lead school counselor at Livingston Middle School in Merced County, California, and was recently named the American School Counselor Association's School Counselor of the Year. Congratulations, Alma.
Thank you, Lisa.
So that's a nice honor to have, and I think it probably is very hard-earned given what's on the table right now for you and for other counselors across the country. We've heard about this national emergency in youth mental health from the American Academy of Pediatrics and other top health organizations, also the Surgeon General's very sobering warning there. What does this look like up close for your middle school students? How are they doing, and what are you seeing?
For sure. So we definitely see students who don't want to come to school and some that want to be at school the entire time. And we see some behavioral challenges in our students. You know, they're acting up a little bit more. They're not sure how to develop those friendships. Many of the kids were last in a building that was somewhat normal in the fourth grade, and now they're in the middle school and they're trying to figure out who they are and how do they make friends. And so definitely social relationships in middle school have been an area that we have been working hard at trying to and help our students learn how to make friends, keep friends, problem solve in a healthy way, in a respectful way.
And do you think that the problems are as serious as, for instance, extreme anxiety, depression, and even suicidality among these young kids? I mean, we're talking about kids in your school from grades 6 through 8.
Yes, definitely. My team and I did a suicide prevention lesson, and really we talked to all 800 students about acknowledging concerns for their friends or for themselves and speaking out and seeking help. And we asked every one of our students if they would like to talk to a school counselor about anything that the lesson brought up. And we had a quarter of our student body, 200 students, reach out and say, I need help. I need to talk to someone. And from those conversations was some follow-up, either from myself or my colleague, or referrals out to a more experienced expert outside of the school building for some of those more challenging mental health concerns and needs. So it is definitely a huge concern. Even some of the providers are going through some of the same things that our students are.
So how can you prepare them then? I mean, as you said, we're all in this together. So if some of the people who are supposed to be assisting the students are having troubles, what can you do?
Right. So it's making sure that we remember that our young people are resilient. And that has been a huge strength. The kids are asking for support, and that's been really helpful. We are so busy as a counseling office. And so we need to make sure that we as school counselors, that we as educators, that we as the adults in the lives of young people are actively taking care of ourselves, right? Putting that oxygen mask on ourselves first, so that we can be there to support our students through the many, many difficult challenges that they're having. You know, there's been a lot of loss. And so therefore, the grieving process has been something that collectively we're experiencing. So last year, definitely, we had 9 primary caregivers who died in our community. They were not related to COVID. Now we're coming back and we're learning about all the deaths that are occurring as a result of COVID. So there has been a lot of grief in this community, a lot of loss.
And the problems that you're talking about happen across the country. But in your particular area, this is California's Central Valley. It's a farming community. Students don't always have access to resources they need because of the location. So it can make things even more difficult. On top of that, we should say that when you first arrived in the school district, you were one of 2 school counselors, and that has changed. It's now up to 5. I don't know if that's still sufficient, given the problems that are being faced there by students and that even the counselors are facing. Are you able to handle the load right now?
I think that, you know, there's always a need for more. There was a need for more before the pandemic. We are now receiving funding that's allowing us to enhance those services. And so I'm hopeful that we will continue to enhance our services in my community, but, you know, throughout the nation, to be able to ensure that every school site has the appropriate number of school-based mental health professionals that are recommended by the national organizations. So, for example, in my profession as a school counselor, ASCA recommends a 1 to 250 ratio, and we're not quite there yet. So I look forward to, you know, we're now talking about this, right? Mental health was not something that we talked about so openly before, and there was a stigma to it. And I think that the conversation about mental health is health, is happening, and it's happening, you know, in the school building, but now it's happening at the national and state levels in a way that it had not before. And so I'm very hopeful that we are going to continue to enhance those direct services to students, because that's where we are able to make the difference.
There are, I'm sure, many counselors who wish that they had enough resources. I think everybody mm-hmm. feels as though they could use more, especially right now. I know there's not just one, but if there right. was one activity, resource, session that you could recommend, what would it be?
I think I have two. Okay. So the first is we created a virtual calming room, allowing students to have access to items that they can create: journaling, movement, visual relaxation, digital apps that they can select. And then, of course, you know, hotline and warm line phone numbers. And the second is something that we started years ago and have enhanced as we continue. And it's called the Bionic Team. And it stands for Believe It or Not, I Care. And it's led by adolescents. And that's what I think is amazing, to intentionally reach out to our new students. And then also kids who are on these extended illnesses. And right now, because of COVID, that's a lot. And reaching out to them and saying, hey, I noticed, you know, you weren't in school and we missed you, you know. And so those would be the two things that I think are things that school counselors and folks in a school building can do almost immediately to help young people.
Alma, you going to take a holiday break?
Yeah, I hope so. Yes.
Put in for
I hope
it.
So.
Alma Lopez is lead school counselor at Livingston Middle School in Merced County, California. She is also the American School Counselor Association's 2022 School Counselor of the Year. Wish you a good year ahead. Thank you so much, Alma.
Awesome. Thank you, Lisa.